Washington's Commissioner of Public Lands, Hillary Franz, says major efforts have been underway for about a year to focus on the fire threat posed to the forests of eastern Washington. Franz says there are about 2.7 million acres in eastern Washington in federal, state, and private forest lands that need to be treated to improve forest health through thinning and removing diseased trees. She says last year, a 20-year forest health plan got underway in the state, with lawmakers helping to coordinate the funding needed for such a project.
The goal of this plan is to treat 70,000 acres a year for the next 20 years. That's about a total of 1.25 million acres. To be able to ramp up and scale at such a significant level, that type of forest health treatment is going to take investment. So we had the legislature support and endorse and adopt our forest health plan. We did it in partnership with them. They've been very, very helpful. And then last year, they set aside $13 million for us to begin to do that work on the ground.
Franz says her agency is asking lawmakers for $17 million for next year. In addition, the state has signed an agreement with the federal government called the Good Neighbor Authority to work together to deal with national forest land inside of the state. It allows DNR to collaborate with local companies to perform a variety of watershed, rangeland, and forest restoration work across state and federal property lines. Franz says she believes the situation in California is much worse than Washington in terms of climate change and forest health.
They have been very much facing much more significant drought year on year on end compared to Washington State, which has rampantly increased the stress that those forests are facing. I think it's also important for us to recognize, and it isn't missed on me, is that you have in many of these places a very high number of people and in and living amongst those forests.
Hillary Franz says she wants to ensure that 5 or 10 years down the road, the projects they are working on now are viewed as a success in significantly reducing fire danger in light of changing climate conditions. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.